Representative Dean Coffert says heading the Joint Finance Committee in these times will be no picnic.
There's 2.8 billion reasons to be apprehensive.
Joint Finance gets first crack at the budget bill. According to their assembly speaker, the Republican majority is prepared to do battle to balance the budget. Dean Coffert will be on the front lines.
Cutting programs, cutting services is not going to be easy, and it's not going to make the most popular person back home. This time, everything's got to be on the table. Education, the correction system, local government aid, those are where the big dollars are.
The no-holds-barred budget reduction fix has union leaders asking for a considered approach. Marty Beal is executive director of the State Employees Union.
At some point, you hit a threshold. I mean, you need so many people to keep the lights and the heat on. Are we talking about elimination of services and programs and closure of institutions, or are we talking about reduction in workforce? You can't take a correctional institution and run it with 10% less correctional officers. So how do we do that? This is not a simple issue. You just can't use a meat cleaver approach.
Beal says he hasn't yet specifically discussed the governor-elect's plans to reduce the state workforce with Jim Doyle, but says he hopes to be involved. Dean Coffert says he looks forward to working with the governor-elect, saying from the Republican perspective, Jim Doyle gets it. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.